Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story. Once in a Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to All That Jazz Now. We got a great show lined up for you. Subtitle, Songs, Season, Joy. Many jazz artists sing or play a song for the season of fall. And we're going to do just that tonight. We got Eric Darius. We got Laura Fabian. We got String Space, who's doing a track that I know is for the season. Then we got Rain Down on Me, Frank Sinatra, Doc Powell, Nancy Wilson, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, and Jimmy Sachs, who I always call Jimmy Sachs, but it is Jimmy Sachs, Chuck Loeb, Althea Renee, Vanessa Rubin. I mean, we got a plethora of artists. Sandy Lomax from Indy. She's an indie jazz artist. I mean, we got a lot of people. So we hope that you are ready, like Freddie, to get into the show. Well, don't be like Freddie, because in the movie, Superfly, Freddie's dead. We don't want you to be dead. That's corny, Don. All right. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the greatest jazz show on earth. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and click on the big red on-air button. You'll be listening to the show. So let's get it started. Feeling the rhythm, da rhythm, bad track.
If the night turned cold and the stars looked down, and you hugged yourself on the cold, cold ground, you wake the morning in a stranger's cold, no one would you see. You ask yourself, who'd watch for me? My only friend, who could it be? It's hard to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably me. When your belly's empty and the hunger's so real, and you're too proud to beg and too dumb to steal, you search the city for your only friend, no one would you see. You ask yourself, who could it be? Solitary voice to speak out and set you free. Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. The easiest person I ever got to know, and it's hard for us both to let our feelings show. Some would say I should let you go away, you only make me cry. If there's just one friend, lay down her life for you till the end. Well, I hate to say it, hard to say it, but it's probably me.
Stars above, but To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got a great jazz show for you tonight. The last track was Ella Fitzgerald, Not For Me. Before that was Vanessa Rubin, It's Probably Me, and Rain Down On Me. Huge groove. So we've been cutting up. And, of course, Feel the Rhythm. D-A, rhythm. So people will be saying, you didn't spell it right. It's F-E-E-L-I-N, feeling. The man know what he want to call it. It is 7:30. We're into the first half an hour of the show, and I want to thank my listeners for tuning in. Man, we have been moving forward. I've been having some great conversations about my books with T, and she's really getting into my writing, understanding it, where I'm trying to go with the writing. So I think that's fabulous. I got to send a shout out to her. She's reading I Love Being a Butterfly. And she was saying, wow, I'm really getting into this book. I like it. So that makes me feel good. While I do other things. So anyway, we got a great show for you tonight. I want to thank the listeners for listening in. From Indiana to New York to Chicago, I thank you. Let's jump to a track by Jade. She's with a group called String Space, and they're a great jazz band. We're going to follow that up with a Frank Sinatra track, and then we're going to follow that up with Doc Powell. So cool. Oh, man. We're just cutting it, ain't we? Cutting it up. Doing the thing.
The falling leaves drift by my window. The falling leaves of red and gold.
fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Lions 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with a understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
And we're back. And, of course, that was Beyond Dreams, 9 on the Field. Man, that's a dangerous track. You're listening to All That Jazz now, and my board is starting to light up with blue lights, which means people are tuning in on a Wednesday, listening to the great jazz on Wednesday. Tonight's subtitle, Fall Songs, Season Joy. You know, during the fall, it's a different type of music that jazz artists usually play. And we're going to go into a track by Jimmy Sachs called No Man, No Cry. I can never figure out why No Man, No Cry, but... I got to ask Jimmy about that one because that's kind of a startling title, but it's No Man, No Cry. So I guess if you're a man, you don't cry. Or if you're not a man, no cry. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to get to this track by Jimmy Sachs. We're going to follow that track up by one of my favorite artists, Cindy Bradley. It's called Gray Area. And tonight, we're doing songs that are kind of fitting into the fall season. You know, we're going into that. End of October is going to be it. We're going to go into the winter season. But it's Thanksgiving coming up, too. So be thankful. Anyway, listen, Jimmy Sachs, No Man, No Cry. We're into the first hour of All That Jazz now.
Thank you.
And that was Cindy Bradley. Gray area. You know, one thing about Cindy, she is a dynamic performer. And she's been around for a while. And now everybody's starting to play a lot of her tracks. I have one that I love to play that I'm not playing tonight. It's called You Don't Know What Love Is. She cuts on that. And when she did it live, the audience just went crazy, man. So between her, Doc Powell, Laura Fabian, I mean, we got some of the best artists in the world on our jazz shows, as well as our R&B shows and world music on Friday. And don't forget our classical music is turning up the volume. You know, Amazon sent me a note the other day saying that there was a lot of interest in my book, The Gods and the Beginning of Life. And that is the third book in the series for David and Tiana Stewart, the couple that I created that is so loving to each other. And it's just a series of great things. I'm working also next year on a book for their daughter, Cesaree, and I can't quite put my finger on the angle. I might even make her a jazz singer. You know, you never know. She's a young lady doing well in life. She's in my sister Tiana. She's in To Have a Friend. And she's in The Gods. So might as well do a book just by herself. How about that? You know, writing is so amazing. And you get to release a lot of creative frustrations with the world. But we get a chance to knock it out of the park. It's 8:08 in Chicago. I guess 9:08 on the East Coast. And I forget what it is in Hawaii and Japan, and I think it's in the morning. We're going to jump to this track, Nancy Wilson, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. And did you know they were going to add my name to the song? Nancy says she can't take her eyes off of you, Don, but they didn't take it out. You know, they didn't have my permission to stick it in there.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. Thank God I'm alive. 'Cause you're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. Oh, but if you feel like I feel, please. Oh, 'cause you're just too good to be true. And I just can't take my eyes off of you. Lonely. I'm alive. Cause you're just too good to be true. And I just can't take my eyes off of you.
Thank you. next to Opie, who was beaming, always thumping, Sonny and Walker. And then they got into something. Bias played a mean sack, Mr. Maxwell beat a mean act, always thumping, Sonny and Walker. And then the joint started jumping. You know that every hip certainly did bud. So if he hit town, making those notes nobody wrote, putting them down. Opie played a mean string, Don and Dizzy did a hip thing, Paul was thumping, Tony and Walker, and then they got into something. Beat a mean nut, Paul was thumping, Tony and Walker, and then the joint started jumping. You know that every inside really got bud. So he hit town, he was making those notes nobody wrote, putting them down. Ella, she was scatting next to Sarah, who was crooning. Paul was thumping, Tony and Walker, and then they got into something, and then they got into something, and then they got into something.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do.
listening to the Don S. McClure Show, All That Jazz Now. So I know you know it's All That Jazz Now. Do you know we're into the last 29 minutes of the show? Oh, man, where does the time fly by? And the last track, that was a young lady in Indianapolis, Indiana, good friend of mine. She could cut, do the jazz. Sandy, girl is bad, man. What can I say? You know, when you come on my show, I only play the best. So we had to hit you with the 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, Sandy Lomax, Indianapolis jazz artist. You know, she performs a lot in Indy, too. Man, dynamic. We're going to jump to a track. We've got 29 more minutes and 32 seconds, and the clock is ticking down. And, you know, Doc Pyle's got a track. But let me, you know, I want to play this young lady, too, before I get to that. Penny Wells, she's out of Michigan. Haven't talked to her in a while. But when she made this track, I actually did a YouTube video on some of the promotion. How about that?
All that's wrong, when it seems all hope is gone in your world. When you hold your head down low, you don't know which way to go. You can always rest assured that I'm on your side. No matter how the enemy will try to bring you down, there's only one thing you should know. If you know nothing else, know that my love will be yours today, today. My now you're in despair. If you turn around, you'll see that I'll catch you, don't worry. You know I truly care. I'm always here with you. No matter what you do, I'll always pick you up. If you know nothing else, know that my
yours today.
Day.
Today.
Day.
My love will be yours today.
That was Paul Taylor, Long Way Home. You know, I can't get enough of that track, especially when I'm on the road driving and I'm on taking a long way home, whether it's from Kankakee, Aurora, wherever the heck I'm going. I put that track on and play it till I can't play it no more. And it's so, one day it was raining so bad coming from Aurora. I was scared to death. But that song, It gave me comfort. I said, oh, it's a long way home. Dorothy, when I think of home, I think of a place that I should have stayed indoors. Okay. Wasn't that corny? We got 19 more minutes to go, and I do like that track, The Long Way Home. We're going to play this track, Thinking of You, Renee Jr., featuring Brian Simpson. Brian's bad, man. He does a lot of great stuff. And this time he's with Renee Jr., who's from France. His name is Renee. that was Kiko Matsui, Across the Sun. Now, you know, she used to, well, she studied as a classical music pianist, and that young lady has turned out some bad albums as a jazz artist, and she always comes to Texas at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, where she just knocks them dead because she's at that Dallas Festival all the way from overseas. Kiko Matsui, man. And they say she is so talented and so friendly. We got 9 more minutes to go. 9. And I think I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks as we get close to the end. And Cosmic Monkey, that is the track. And it's bad. Cosmic Monkey don't play around. So I'm going to play that. We only have, like I said, 8 more minutes to go. So, Don, do your job. Get on the track. But I've enjoyed all the listeners for taking a chance and listening in on a Wednesday. I told you, Cosmic Monkey. It's the Cosmic and the Monkey. I don't even know why I made that up, man. We got 3 more minutes to go. I got to get ready to get the heck on out of here. And, man, I've been working on my yard all day, and it's coming along. A lot of work. A lot of slavery going on. Boy, you better finish that yard there, boy. Okay, massa, can I get a drink of water and a nickel? No, boy. That don't have nothing to do with jazz. I don't know why I'm clowning on that. Hey, listen, we're going to get ready to get out of here. I got to find a track to play to take me on out. Let's see. The only track I have not played is, well, I'm going to play this again anyway because I like it. No, but I got to play this track. Let's see. You know, I load the music and I play all the tracks I got to play. So that's pretty good. I'm going to go with Laura Fabian. She's going to take us out of here. Adagio. And she's really talented. And I will see some of you on Friday. It's the 7th.